Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of August 2019. Supreme Court has upheld the government's decision to grant home buyers the status of financial creditors, thereby enabling them to claim their dues while banks also claim their debt. Top court has asked the state NRC coordinator Pratik Hajila to remain unperturbed by the recent discussions and debates on the NRC update exercise and keep focus on publication of the final NRC by the 31st of August. Apex Court has ruled that initiating criminal proceedings and filing a criminal complaint for settling a civil dispute is nothing but an abuse of the process of law. The court set aside the High Court judgment which had passed certain directions relating to registration of a first information report in a case of cheating. Karnataka High Court has declined to regulate online content being aired on internet platforms like YouTube, Amazon Prime, Netflix under the Cinematography Act, 1952. Bombay High Court has allowed activist Sudha Bhardwaj, arrested for alleged Maoist links, to visit her family in Bengaluru to attend post-funeral rituals following her father's death. Delhi High Court has asked Directorate General of Civil Aviation and Delhi International Airport Limited, the Delhi Airport Operator, to carry out a survey of obstacles around the Delhi Airport and remove them. The court asked the authorities to identify buildings which act as obstacles to the flight path of aircraft around the aerodrome while disposing of a plea by Kerala-based lawyer Yeshwant Shenoy. National Green Tribunal has pulled up the Uttar Pradesh government over a report filed by authorities pertaining to the compliance of solid waste management rules in Agra. The tribunal, while taking note of the report furnished by the government, said that the report failed to show how the issue related to the treatment capacity of solid waste was being addressed by the authorities. Bombay High Court has slammed the central government for interference in the Film and Television Institute of India, FTII, Pune. The court asked FTII is not Doordarshan. It is not a limb of government media. There is reason why it is autonomous. What have you reduced it to? Delhi High Court has issued directions to the central government to look into the matter of large-scale financial irregularities that are being committed in the Lalit Kala Academy. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has expressed its displeasure over the slow progress by the government and IL&FS in the resolution of the debt-ridden companies of the group. The tribunal directed the Corporate Affairs Ministry and IL&FS Group to file a fresh progress report by the 3rd of September ahead of the next hearing on the 5th of September. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has given the go-ahead for consolidating the insolvency proceedings of 13 Videocon Group firms into a single process. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has ruled that the rental income received by a trust from the properties purchased out of the surplus fund is not exempted under the Income Tax Act, 1961.